But it's surreal. I mean, if you know to see it all go up and then walk around while it's happening, is you're there, but you're kind of out of body a little bit.
Yeah.
So very exciting. Very exciting
all
week.
All together good, or do you have anything that you, looking back on, that you wish you would, I mean, any we ought to just get your views on how the whole week was?
Well, I'll tell you, I was expecting more issues or more, you know, things to address, and it was so smooth. That was the surprising part. The PGA just did a great job. You know, they were prepped, ready. Our executive team was on it. Our staff was on it. A lot of compliments from PGA about how we did this week. I think we over-delivered.
There was one issue, I would say, probably just the hot weather golf, right?
I was worried about rain, right? I mean, that's one thing we can't control is the weather. And with the advanced week weather, it caused concern in my mind. It was, oh, my God. You know, but it went off perfect. You know, the weather was hot. And I think that kept some of the gate tickets down, right, with the heat index.
Well, what's next for Kemper Lakes?
What's next? Well, look, we're getting through the moment right now. We're enjoying where we're at and soaking it all up at the moment. And I feel Kemper Lakes is back. We had some really good press from Dan Hicks on how we're one of the most spectacular golf venues in the world, which is a pretty big quote. And so the press has been good about us. We'd like to think that we're back. We'd like to see and keep our options open. And we definitely would entertain something in the future.
The PGA, again, this week announced a future site for this tournament, KPMG.
Correct, Baltusrol.
But tagged a PGA championship along with it. And it seems like that's been done a couple times.
Yep.
And the only clubs recently that didn't get a PGA tag along with this event were Olympia Fields and yourself. Do you, I know the schedules change,
so.
And that's gonna change where they can put that tournament.
Correct.
Is there any hope that you can revisit and keep your fingers crossed and maybe they'll still consider a PGA championship?
We have a great relationship with the PGA, and I'm sure if they would ever consider coming back to the Midwest, we'd be on the radar. But again, as you mentioned, the schedules change, so I don't know how that would affect how we would come into play.
There are two dates for the for this tournament open before Baltusrol comes in. Now you get it. You'd have
for this tournament?
2020 and 2021, right? Or 21 and 2021?
2022.
Is that too soon for you to think about bringing it back, or did you interested in it?
Well, we'd certainly, like I said, they're good partners. We'd certainly talk to them. I think their agenda is to take this to you on the road to other courses that the men have played at.
Keep it moving.
I think that's their agenda. But we would certainly be willing to talk to them.
Yeah.
Dave, would the BMW Championship ever interest you? I mean, I know it's at Medina next year, and it'll likely go out of town in year 20 again as they move in and out of town. And, of course, we don't know if BMW will still be the sponsor, but should the WGA bring their event back to town in 21, it seems like Conway Farms is backing off for a little while. You know, Medina gets their shot next year. They may not want it again in 21 so quickly. Would that be something you'd be open to discussing?
Sure, we would keep our options open and would certainly talk to them if they approached us.
Say the only other one to ask you about, we haven't asked about the USGA. Have you been in talk with them about anything? Or?
Not yet.
Did it change you and some of your people at least go watch the U.S. Senior Women's Open in a couple of weeks? Maybe talk to the USGA officials while you're there?
I have some good people around me.
Town?
I'm fleeing town. I'll be in Europe for a bit, but yeah, our people are here and we have relationships, and so I would say yes. Yeah.
How about the reaction you've gotten to your new closing holes? You've got your plaque out there for the gauntlet. Tell us a little bit about that. How the club picked the name, and also any reaction you've gotten from the PGA players about them.
Well, the players, they can't stop talking about it, and the media as well. It was mentioned many, many times on television. And the process was we put it to the members. And we said, let's come up with a name. We picked a variety, they picked a variety of names, narrowed it down, and the gauntlet was the winner. So it was a collaborative effort to do that. But the players, you know, they're tough. Three tough closing holes, you guys know that.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not easy. So.
Yeah, that has never changed.
No. No,
it hasn't changed since day one.
It's great to see, you know, the aerial views, just to see it from a different perspective. It's,
yeah,
it's exciting to see it from above.
Would you be anxious to see those holes get tested by the men's pros?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it would be a test. We've added some length to the course, so and we can make it a little longer if we had to, but I think we're about 7,400 right now from the tips.
Yeah. Plenty of yards.
Plenty of yards.
Anything else
you want to throw out there?
To know about Kemper Lakes and perhaps its tournament?
I guess if I had to pick something, it would be that we're glad to be back in the spotlight, to be in front of the public again, and to be recognized as a championship venue. And the renovations that we've done here at the club, you know, to be recognized by having this tournament, I think that's an accomplishment for all our efforts.